Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Luke?
请翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章。
We will read from verse 25 through to verse 35.
我们从第二十五节读到第三十五节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我是用英语读，然后我弟兄用中文读。
And great crowds went with him, that is, with our Lord Jesus. And turning around, he said to them, If any man come to me, and shall not hate his own father and mother, and wife and children,and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life too. He cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desirous of building a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost? If he have what is needed to complete it, in order that, having laid the foundation of it, and not being able to finish it, all who see it do not begin to mock at him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going on his way to engage in war with another king,does not sitting down first take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him coming against him with 20,000. And if not, while he is yet far off, having sent an embassy, he asks for terms of peace. Thus then, every one of you who forsakes not all thatis his own, cannot be my disciple. Salt, then, is good, but if the salt also have become savourless, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is proper neither for land nor for dung. It is cast out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
第二十五节到第三十五节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下卓粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和席的条款。这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳的、可听的，就应当听。
May we have a word of prayer.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee that we are not only in Thy presence, but also in the presence of Thy Word.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为我们不但在你同在的面前，而且在你自己的话语的面前。
Thy Word is life and spirit.
你的话是灵，是生命。
So we pray, Lord, that Thou will remove any veil upon our face.
所以主啊，我们在这里祷告，求你 把一切的幔子从帕子从我们的脸上拿去。
Open our inner eyes.
打开我们里头的眼睛。
Shine upon us.
照亮在我们的里头。
That thy word will really be living and operative in us.
好让你的话在我们里面是活泼的有功效的。
We want to give thee all the glory.
我们要给你一切的荣耀。
In thy precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We are still here.
我们仍旧在这里。
The Lord hasn't come yet.
主还没有回来。
He is giving us another opportunity.
他给我们另一次的机会。
That we may truly be ready to welcome him.
好让我们能够准备好来迎接他。
Yesterday, we shared together on this matter of the call of discipleship.
昨天我们交通到这个做门徒的呼召。
The Lord has not only called us to come to him.
我们的主呼召我们来到他面前。
But he also called us to follow him.
他不但要我们来到他面前，而且要我们来跟随他。
To come to him is to receive his pardon.
来到他面前是来接受他的赦免。
That we may have rest in us.
好让我们里头可以有安息。
But he also called us to yoke with him.
可是他也呼召我们与他一同负轭。
And to learn of him.
来学他的样式。
Because he is meek and lowly.
因为他是柔和谦卑。
And if we do,
若是我们真是负轭，与他一同负轭，
we shall find rest in our soul.
我们在我们的魂里面找到安息。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we find that we as believers,
我们发觉我们这些信徒，
we are all called to be his disciples.
我们都蒙了这样的召来做他的门徒。
There is no such thing as being called to be a believer and not being called to be a disciple.
没有这样的事，就是说被呼召做一个信徒而没有被呼召做门徒，没有这样的事。
If you have responded to his first call to believe in him,
若是你对他的呼召就是叫你来相信他，你有反应，
then automatically you are included in his call for disciples.
那自然他就把你包括在他呼召你做门徒的这件事情里。
Whether you want to be his disciples or not,
无论你愿不愿意做他的门徒，
you are his disciple.
你已经是他的门徒了。
Whether you succeed as his disciple or not,
不论你做门徒是成功的还是不成功，
you are his disciples.
你是他的门徒。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
that this discipleship is a general call to all believers.
对门做门徒的这个呼召是对每一个信徒的一个呼召。
And it is a lifelong call.
是一个一辈子的呼召。
There is no such thing as you have graduated from discipleship.
若是说我已经做门徒毕业了，没有这回事。
And now you are a teacher, a master.
那你说我现在可以做教师了，我现在可以做主人了。
And you can disciple other people to yourself.
你可以叫别人做你的门徒。
No.
没有这回事。
We, in discipleship, there is no graduation.
做门徒这件事情上没有毕业的一天。
Discipleship is a holy calling.
做门徒是一个神圣的呼召。
We find in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9.
我们看见在提摩太后书第一章第九节。
That God has called us with a holy calling.
神对我们有一个神圣的呼召。
It is not according to our works.
不是根据我们的工作。
You know, when we heard of discipleship, we immediately think of, what can I do?
当我们听到说是被呼召做门徒的时候，马上我们的想法就是说，我能做什么？
What should I do that I will become his disciple?
我能做什么让我成为他的门徒？
But you find this holy calling is not according to your works.
但是我们发觉这个圣召啊，不是根据我们的工作。
As a matter of fact, if you try to work as a disciple,You will never succeed.
或者说不能不是按照我们的行为，其实你若是想根据你自己的行为或者工作来做门徒，你一定失败的。
Because the moment you hear the word disciple,
因为当你听见这个门徒这件事，
your first reaction will be, what should I do?
你的反应，第一个反应就是说我该做什么。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
we are called with a holy calling.
是我们是接受一个圣召。
It is not according to your works.
不是根据你的行为或者工作。
But according to God's purpose and grace.
乃是根据神的旨意和他的恩典。
Which is given to us in Christ Jesus.
那是在耶稣基督里给我们的。
So you see, first of all, the call of discipleship is according to God's eternal purpose.
所以第一件事情就是说，叫我们做门徒的呼召是根据神永远的旨意。
That we may fulfill God's eternal purpose concerning man.
所以我们能够完成神对于我们人的一个永远的旨意。
And furthermore, it is a matter of grace.
同时呢，它是一个恩典，它是一个恩典的问题。
It is not a matter of works.
不是一个行为或者工作的问题。
So I hope that in our mentality there should be a drastic change.
所以我想，我希望我们的想法有一个很大的转变。
Because as soon as we hear the word disciple, we think of now what can I.What shall I do?
所以我们经常是当我们想到这个做门徒这件事情，马上第一个想到的就是说我该做什么。
But no, discipleship is according to the grace of God.
做门徒是根据神的恩典。
No one can by his own works become a true disciple of Christ.
没有人能够靠他自己的工作能够真正的做一个真正的耶稣基督的门徒。
Be a successful disciple.
做一个成功的门徒。
Only by the grace of God, we all can be his true disciples.
只有靠神的恩典，我们来每个人都可以做他真正的门徒。
And this calling is not only a holy calling.
这个呼召不只是一个圣的呼召。
It is an on high calling.
而且是一个从上面来的呼召。
Because if you read Philippians chapter 3,
我们若是读腓立比书第三章
verse 14,
第十四节
you will find that we are pressing on towards the goal.
那里告诉我们说我们是向着标杆直跑。
For the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
那就是因为从上面召我们要得的奖赏。
This is an on high calling.
这是一个从上面来的呼召。
Or we may put it in another way, it is the highest calling to man.
我若是换一句话说，这是我们人的最高的一个呼召。
This is what God calls man to the highest degree.
这是神呼召人是一个最高的一个境界。
Because it is none other than to gain Christ.
就是说这个呼召其实是要叫我们得到基督。
There is no higher standard that anyone can have.
没有一个人可以有一个更高的标准。
That we may win Christ, that we may be conformed to Christ.
让我们可以得到基督，让我们可以被磨成基督的形象。
So it is not a low calling.
这不是一个很低贱的，不是很低的。
It is an on high call.
是一个从上头来的很高的呼召。
It is a glorious call.
是一个最荣耀的呼召。
And furthermore,
不但如此
，we find this calling is a heavenly calling.
这个呼召也是天属天的呼召。
You can find that in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
你可以在希伯来书第三章第一节找到。
Because we are called, we are partakers of a heavenly calling.
所以我们那里说到我们是一个是属天呼召的弟兄。
Because it is God's will that He will bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
所以是神的意思，要我们在基督里得到天上一切属灵的福气。
So this call to discipleship is an all-inclusive calling.
所以这个呼召我们做门徒这件事情是一个全面的，包括全部的一个呼召。
It shows us the love of God.
它给我们看见的是神的爱。
It is not a small thing.
不是一件小事。
It is actually what should be occupied us throughout our life.
这应该是要使我们在这件事情上花全一辈子的时间。
Now knowing that this call of discipleship is such a noble calling,
让我们当我们知道这个要我们做门徒的这个呼召是这么样一个高贵的呼召，
you should expect that it costs a lot.
你就会想到这一定是要让我们出代价的。
Because this is not a small thing.
因为这不是一件小事。
The higher the calling, the costlier it will be.
更越呼召越高，代价越高。
Because that is the character of the calling.
因为这就是我们呼召的这一个特性。
So this morning we would like to share on the cost of discipleship.
所以今天早上我们在这里要交通，做门徒的代价。
Now.Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
I would like to mention two things before we consider the cost of discipleship.
当我说到这个做门徒的代价以前，我想交通两件事。
What discipleship will cost me?
就是做门徒这件事情要在我身上拿什么代价呢？
Now before you deal with this matter,
在还没有碰这个问题以前，
Let us deal with two other questions.
让我们想两个问题，另外一个问题。
Number one,
第一，
What, how much is that calling costs the caller?
这个呼召的人，因为他呼召我们，他付了什么代价？
He who calls us to be his disciples.
那一个呼召我们做他门徒的那一位。
At the back of that calling.
在给我们这个呼召的背后。
How much does he cost him?
他付了何等的代价。
So brothers and sisters, don't consider how much it will cost you.
弟兄姊妹不要太考虑说这个东西要让我出何等的代价。
Let us first of all consider how much it does cost the caller.
那让我们先考虑说这件事情对那个呼召我们那位他付了如何的代价。
Our Lord Jesus who issued this call to us.
这一位呼召我们的耶稣基督。
Behind that calling, how much he has paid for that calling.
他给我们呼召的背后他付了什么代价。
And brothers and sisters, if you consider this,
所以弟兄姊妹，若是你这么先考虑
，That will relieve you for your fear.
那就你就里头就不会这么害怕了。
Now if you read Philippians chapter 2,
当我们读腓立比书第二章的时候
，From verse 5 to verse 8,
从第五节到第八节
，Now that will tell you how much does it cost Christ to issue.That calling to us.
那里就告诉我们，这个耶稣基督付了何等的代价来给我们这样的呼召。
He who is equal with God.
那一位与神同等的。
And this is not something that he grasps at.
那他不以这件事情是他可以抢夺的。
Because he and the Father are one.
因为他与父亲是唯一的。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹。
In order to issue that call of discipleship to us.
因为他要给我们有这样做门徒的呼召。
Now, what must he do?
他一定要做什么呢?
He has to empty himself.
他需要倒空他自己。
How much can we empty ourselves?
我们能够把我们自己倒出多少呢？
And how much we should empty ourselves?
那我们应该把我们自己倒出多少呢？
Because what we have been filled with are not worthy to be there.
因为我们里头所充满的根本不该在那里的。
Our sins,
我们的罪。
Our death,
我们的付的代价，我们的死。
Our self life,
我们的自己的生命。
Our own ambition,
我们的野心。
Our pride,
我们的骄傲。
All these things should not be there.
这些东西不应该在我们里面的。
They need to be emptied.
应该倒出来的。
But we do not.
但是我们不愿意。
But think of our Lord Jesus.
但是想到我们主耶稣。
He is equal with God.
他与神同等。
All that he are filled with are the fullness of God.
他里头所充满的是神的丰满。
He was full with the love of God.
他里头是满了神的爱。
He was full with the holiness of God.
他是满了神的圣洁。
He was whole with the gentleness of God.
他是满了神的温柔。
He was whole with the righteousness of God.
他是满了神的公义。
He was whole with the authority of God.
他满了神的权柄。
He was whole with the power of God.
他满了神的能力。
He was full with the glory of God.
他是满了神的荣耀。
And nothing can be better than what he has been filled with.
没有一件事情比他里面有的更好。
And yet, for our sake.
但是为了我们的缘故。
In order to issue a call to us to follow him.
为了要给我们一个呼召，让我们来跟随他。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
Now, of course,He cannot empty himself of his deity.
当然他的神性他不能倒出来。
Because that is what he is.
因为那就是他。
But he emptied himself of all the honor and glory surround his deity.
但是他所倒出来的是所有围绕着他的神性的那个荣耀和那个高贵。
Instead of sitting on the throne,
他现在不坐在天上的宝座上。
He came down to this earth as a babe in a manger.
他来到世上，在一个马槽里做一个婴孩。
Instead of receiving all the worships of the angels,
他不在那里再接受这些天使的颂赞。
He came down to earth as a man despised and forsaken.
他来到世上做一个被人垂弃、被人藐视的人。
He emptied himself all his glory and honor.
他把所有的荣耀、所有的高贵都倒空了。
Think of God became a babe in a manger.
想到神在一个马槽里做了一个婴孩。
None of us was born in a manger.
我们中间没有一个人是生在马槽里的。
If you're not born in your home, you're born in a hospital.
你若是不是在家里生的，就是在医院里生的。
But our Lord Jesus was born in a manger.
但是我们的主耶稣，他是马槽里生出来的。
He became a companion to all these animals.
他是跟这些个那个牲口一起。
There can be no lower birth than such a birth.
没有一个生是比这个更卑贱的。
So the Bible said he took the form of a bond slave.
所以圣经说他取了奴仆的形象。
Now the word form in the original does not refer to outward appearance.
这个形象在原文里面不是讲到外面可以看得见的形象。
The word form here in the original points to that inward character.
这个形象在原文里面是讲到里头的性格。
In other words, when he was born to this earth as a man,
换句话说，当他生在世上做人的时候，
In his inward feeling, he was born as a bond slave.
他里头的感觉是，我生下来是做奴仆的。
We are born as a man.
我们都是生下来做人的。
The highest of the animal kingdom.
是所有动物中间最高贵的。
But our Lord Jesus was born with a bond slave in his heart.
但是我们主耶稣当他生的时候，他里面的感觉是他生下来是做奴仆的。
He was born without any right.
他生下来没有任何的权利。
Because he was a love slave to God.
因为他在神面前是一个爱的奴仆。
If you search his heart,
你就是看他的心里。
You find that his heart, there is no such thing as this is my right.
他心里没有一个这样的东西，就是这是我的权利。
No, if you search his heart, you find in his heart only an obedience to his father.
你若是看他的心里，他心里只有对他父亲的顺从。
It seems as if he said, I come not for myself, but for my father.
好像他这么说，他说我来不是为我自己，而是为了我的父亲。
I have no right of my own.
为了我自己没有一点权利。
I come to do thy will, the father's will.
我来是要照你的旨意行，照我父亲的旨意行。
He is the love slave of God.
他是神的爱的俘虏。
And having the fashion of a man.
他有人的形象，人的样式。
Outwardly he was a man.
他外面看起来是一个人。
And he was a perfect man.
是一个完全的人。
He has no sin in his life.
他的生活里没有罪。
And yet, to obey his father.
但是要顺从他的父亲。
To be a substitute for all fallen mankind.
为了要让我们所有这些作为我们所有的堕落的人类的代替。
He was obedient unto death and that the death of the cross.
他顺服以至于死，而且死在十字架上。
The punishment of the cross is a Roman punishment.
十字架的刑罚是罗马的刑罚。
This is the Roman's severest punishment.
这是罗马人底下最严酷的一个刑罚。
Because when people are crucified on the cross, they die gradually.
因为人被钉在十字架的时候，他是慢慢死的。
They suffer to their uttermost.
就是他们受苦是受最终极的苦。
And yet our Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主耶稣
，He has such a mind.
他有一个想法。
He has such an attitude.
他有一个态度。
He has such a will.
他有一个意愿。
He is willing to empty himself fully.
他要完完全全把里头倒空。
To be treated as a criminal.
他被像一个罪犯一样的对待。
And the worst criminal the world can ever have.
是世上最低贱、最坏的那个罪犯。
This is the cost that he paid to issue a calling to us.
这是他所付的代价，为了要呼召我们做他的门徒。
So he said, follow me.
所以他说，跟随我。
He was not sitting on the throne and let people on the earth to follow him.
他不是说自己坐在那个宝座上让世上的人来跟随他。
He came to this earth to be the first man who was crucified on the cross for our sake.
他来到世上做这样一个人，钉在十字架上，唯一的人钉在十字架上，为了我们的罪。
And he is the only man who can die for us.
他是唯一这样一位可以为我们死的人。
Because he was the sinless, he died. For the sinful.
他没有罪，但是我们为了我们这些罪人死了。
That we might be the righteousness of God.
好让我们能够成为神的公义。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
When you consider what our Lord Jesus, the cost that he paid in order to call us to follow him to be his disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样考虑，他这一位为了要把我们招出来做他的门徒，他所付的代价。
Then whatever cost it may cost you is nothing.
那么任何我们说是我们所要付的代价，就是根本不算什么。
We cannot say it cost me too much.
我们不能说我们花的代价太大了，为了要跟随他。
Because he has paid it all.
因为这些代价他都已经付了。
Now this is the first thing we need to consider.
所以这是第一个我们需要考虑的。
And then the second thing is.
然后第二件事。
When you hear this matter of discipleship,
当我们听到做门徒这件事，
immediately our reaction is, well, that means I have to work for it.
那我们马上会想到，我要做门徒，我一定要自己好好来做。
But if you read the word of God,
但是当你来读神的话，
you find the call to discipleship is a calling of grace.
你就发觉呼召我们做门徒这件事情是一个恩典里头的呼召。
When we are called to believe in the Lord Jesus, we say it's grace.
当我们被呼召来相信主耶稣的时候，我们说这是恩典。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's not by work.
因为这不是靠工作。
The more you work for it, the more you'll find you cannot earn it.
你越工作，你越发觉你不是因为工作可以把这个赚过来。
We all have passed through this experience.
我们每个人都做过这样的事。
When we are conscious of our sin,
当我们觉得我们里头有这样的罪。
Now what will be our natural reaction?
我们自然的反应是什么呢？
We want to do something good.
我要做一件好事。
We want to accumulate some merit.
我要来堆积一些功德
，so that we may be saved，
好让我可以得救。
But all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags。
可是我们所有的公义就像破布一样
，they cannot cover our nakedness before God，
来掩盖我们的丑陋。
So how can we be saved？
就我们怎么能够被得救呢
？It is all by grace，
全都是恩典。
It is a free gift of God，
是神白白的。礼物。
If you're humble enough to receive God's free gift,
就是你有足够的谦卑来领受神的这个无价的、这个、自由的这个好礼物。
Then it is yours.
这就便是你的了。
So you find that when we think of our being saved, it is grace.
所以当我们想到我们得救，这的确是恩典。
Not by work.But by the free gift of God.
不是靠工作，不是靠行为，而是靠神的自由，神给我们的，无价的给我们的。
But when we talk about discipleship,
但是当我们提到这个做门徒，
immediately our natural mind will take over.
我们自然的想法马上就在那里活动。
Now I have to work for it.
现在我要好好的工作，来可以做门徒。
I have to.Use all my energy to get it.
我要用我一切的力量来做门徒。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if you try,
你若是试的
and I believe we all have tried,
我相信我们都试过
and have you be succeeded?
你成功了吗？
Even a tiny little challenge will defeat us.
那小小的一点的挑战就把我们打败了。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
you find if you really understand the character of the nature of the call of discipleship.
所以弟兄姊妹，你若是真正能够知道这个对我们呼召的这个做门徒这件事情的性质和性格，
then you will find it has to be grace.
你就发觉这除了恩典之外没有办法。
As the Bible says, from grace to grace.
就像圣经里面所说的一样，从恩典到恩典。
We cannot do it.
我们没有办法做的。
Nobody can pay the cost of discipleship.
没有人能够付出做门徒的代价。
But if we allow grace to work in our lives,
但是若是我们让恩典在我们的心里工作，
then you find it is done.
你就发觉这事情就做成了。
Because what is grace?
什么是恩典呢？
Grace in the original includes three things.
恩典在原文里面有三个意思。
Number one.
第一，
Grace means the one whom you look at is full of grace.
第一就是说那一位你所眼睛所看的他是满了恩典。
In other words,The object is grace.
换句话说，那个目标，那个目的是恩典。
God is grace.
神是恩典。
He is full of grace.
他是满了恩典。
Gracious, merciful.
他是恩典怜悯。
That is what God is.
那就是神所是。
So if you look at God,
所以当你看神
you find grace，
你就发觉恩典在哪里，
you find mercy，
你发觉怜悯在哪里，
because this is what he is，
因为这就是他。
Now that's number one，
这是第一。
Number two，
第二。
What is grace？
恩典是什么？
Grace is something freely given，
恩典是没有代价给你的。
And it is given universally，
是给每一个人的。
It is not choosing，
不是选择给的。
A selective，
不是有选择性的。
If you desire it, you will have it.
你若是要，恩典就给你。
It is freely given to all.
是没有代价给我们每个人的。
Now that is the second character nature of grace.
这是恩典第二个特性。
Now there is a third nature of grace.
还有第三个特性。
And because we have looked at the one who is full of grace.
因为我们眼睛看着那个充满了满了。恩典的那一位。
And as we look at him, his grace is freely given to us.
当我们看着他的时候，他的恩典就是白白的给了我们。
But then, his grace being in us will change us to be gracious.
他的恩典到我们里面，就把我们变成了一个有恩典的人。
In other words, in the world there is no such thing as grace.
换句话说，在世上没有这个东西叫做恩典。
Because grace is in God.
因为恩典只在神里面。
And grace come to us through Christ Jesus.
经过耶稣基督，恩典来到我们里头。
So we who believe in him, we receive that grace.
所以我们这些相信他、接受他的人，恩典就到我们里头。
But having received his grace in us,
当我们接受了他的恩典到我们里头，
that is not the end.
这还没有完。
Because his grace in us,will change us to be gracious like God.
他就恩典到我们里面，就把我们变成一个像神一样、像神这样有恩典的人。
Now, if you receive God's grace,
当你接受了神的恩典，
and you do not give grace to others,
你不把恩典给别人，
now you abuse the grace of God.
那你就把神的恩典来误用了。
The grace of God is wasted in your life.
神的恩典在你的身上浪费了。
So there needs to be a transformation within us.
所以在我们里面需要有一个改变。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
in this matter of the cost of discipleship,
让我们考虑到这个做门徒的代价。
If you can see this secret,
让当你看，你能够看见这个秘密，
then you overcome.
那你就得胜了。
Because it is not you, it is the grace of God that enables you to pay the cost.
因为不是你付代价，而是恩典在你的里面，让你能够付代价。
I hope these two points you really take it to heart.
我相信，我盼望这两点你实在心里好好的记得。
Now, if you do, then we can continue on with the course of discipleship.
你若是愿意这样接受的话，那我们可以下来来看。
Otherwise, we will stop here.
我们。可以下来看这个做门徒的代价，不然的话我们非停在这不可。
and let us struggle, let you struggle over this matter.
那就在这件事情上 就痛苦征战。
Until you come to your end.
一直到你无路可走。
Then we will meet again.
那我们就再聚一次。
Now do you want to do that?
你要不要做呢？要不要这样呢？
Well, let us proceed then.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们继续。
The cost of discipleship.
做门徒的代价。
One day our Lord Jesus was walking.
有一天我们主耶稣在那里走。
And he was surrounded by a great crowd.
那有许多人围绕着他。
Do you like to have great crowds following you?
那有若是有很多人都来跟随你，是不是很高兴呢？
I think there's nothing better than that for man.
我想对人来说没有比这个更好的。
But our Lord Jesus is different.
但是我们主耶稣不一样。
We find in Luke 14, he turned around.
我们看见路加福音第十四章，他就回头。
And he challenged the people.
他对这些人有一个挑战。
Now, but what he challenged, it is clear he is driving people away from him.
他这个挑战呢，你可以很清楚地看出来，他这个挑战把人赶走的。
Our Lord Jesus is not for crowds.
我们的主耶稣他不是要吸引群众的。
What he wants is quality, not quantity.
他所要的是那个值，而不是量。
So when great multitudes follow him,
所以当许多人来跟随他的时候
，he turned around and challenged them.
他回头给他们一个挑战。
He said, "If any man hate not his father, own father and mother, and wife and children, and brothers and sisters, and yea, his own life too, he cannot be my disciple."
所以他转过身来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
You notice what our brother read in Chinese is different from I read in English.
你可以注意到，这个中文圣经里面所说的和英文圣经所说的有点不一样。
Because in the original, the word is not love, the word is hate.
因为在原文里面并不是说不爱。原文里面是说恨。
Now we do not like the word hate.
我们不喜欢听到这个恨字。
Because it has a bad connotation.
因为这个恨字呢有不好的意思。
We all love the word love.
我们都喜欢讲爱。
Because it gave us a sweet flavor.
因为爱呢吃起来很甜。
But strictly speaking, love or hate are neutral.
但是严格的说，不管是爱也好，还是恨也好，都是中性的字。
It depends on what you love or what you hate.
这是根据你爱什么，或你恨什么。
If you love what you should hate, then you sin.
若是你爱那你该恨的，那你就犯了罪。
God loves sinners.
神爱罪人
，But he hates sin.
但是神恨恶罪。
You cannot turn it around.
你不能够把它转回来说。
That you love sin and hate God.
就是说你爱罪而恨神。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
This word is a neutral word.
这个恨字是一个中性的字。
What is important is you know what to hate and what to love.
要紧的是你要知道你该爱什么，你该恨什么。
Now here our Lord Jesus used a very strong word.
这里我们主耶稣用一个很强烈的字眼。
He said, if anyone does not hate his own father and mother and children and sister and brother and even his own life, cannot be my disciple.
这里他说，若不是人要恨他的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹，甚至于他自己。那他就不配做我的门徒。
Now, are you able to do that?
你能这样做吗？
Do you find that it costs too much?
你是不是觉得代价太大了？
Do you find that it is unreasonable?
你是不是觉得这个是太不合理了？
Is not in the Ten Commandments, there is a commandment to honor our father and mother?
是在十诫里头，不是有一诫是说我们要尊重我们的父母吗
？And this is the first commandment with a promise.
那这是一个第一个带着应许的诫命。
And if you love your father and mother, honor your father and mother, you will have long life.
你若是爱你的父母，你若是尊重你的父母，你就有长寿。
This is not only true in the Old Testament.
这不但在旧约是这么说。
It is repeated in the New Testament.
在新约里也一再这么说。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
God wants us to love our father and mother.
神要我们爱我们的父亲，爱我们的母亲。
God wants us to love our brothers and sisters.
神要我们爱我们的兄弟姐妹。
Love our husbands and wives.
爱我们的丈夫，爱我们的妻子。
And even love ourselves.
甚至于要我们也爱我们的自己。
Take care of yourself.
来照顾我们自己。
Not for your sake, for God's sake.
不是为你的缘故，是为神的缘故。
Now this is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
But unfortunately.
但是不幸的是。
Because we are fallen men.
因为我们是堕落的人。
And in our fallen state.
在我们这个堕落的光景里头
，We love what we should hate, and we hate what we should love.
我们爱我们应该恨的，我们恨我们应该爱的。
even in what we consider as love.
就我们考虑的这个爱,
is it really love?
这是真的爱吗?
Or it is loving yourself.
还是说你真是在爱的爱你自己?
Well, what do you hate?
你恨什么呢?
Is it what really needs to be hated?
你是那个东西是你真正应该恨的吗?
We are so confused.
我们这么糊涂。
So in our natural love and our natural hate,
所以我们自然的爱和自然的恨里头,
it is irregular.
这是都是没有规矩的,
impure,
都是不单纯的。
So God wants to purify even our love and hate.
所以神甚至于要把我们的爱和我们的恨, 纯净化。
Deliver us from loving out ourselves or hating out ourselves.
把我们从根据自己来爱, 根据自己来恨的这件事情拯救出来。
That we may be purified to love as God loves and to hate as God hates.
好让我们能够成为纯洁, 我们爱神所爱的, 我们恨神所恨的。
This is a process of purification.
这是一个纯净的。 这一个手续。
So our Lord Jesus challenges with that.
所以我们的主耶稣在这里就给他们一个挑战。
You know, when we are following the Lord,
你知道当我们来跟随主的时候,
sometimes you find that your family becomes your enemy.
有的时候你发觉你的家庭是你的敌人。
In what sense?
怎么说呢?
You want to follow the Lord,
你要跟随主。
But they want you to follow them.
但是他们要你跟随他,
and you find there is a conflict between you and the one whom you love.
你就发觉这里有一个矛盾, 就是在你和你所爱的人中间有一个矛盾。
And that becomes a cross.
那这个事情就变成了一个十字架。
Because you find man's love and God's love cross each other.
你就发觉人的爱和神的爱在这里交叉了。
Now when that happened,
当这件事情发生的时候,
it is a crisis.
就变成了一个危机。
If you want to follow the Lord,
你若是要来跟随神呢, 跟随主呢,
you have to follow God instead of man.
你要跟随神而不是跟随人。
Now if you follow man,
你若是跟随人呢,
then you cannot follow God.
你没有办法跟随神。
Because your love or hate is unnatural.
因为你的爱和你的恨, 不是一个自然的事,
it is not spiritual.
是你现在的爱和你现在的恨不是属灵的。
To be a disciple of Christ,
所以你发觉要做基督的门徒,
the first cost is, it costs your emotional life.
第一个代价就是你感情上的 那个生命的代价。
It will purify your life.
你若是让你的这件事情让你的生命可以干净。
Are you able to do that?
你能这样做吗?
If you don't, the Lord said, you cannot be my disciple.
你若是不愿意, 主说你不能做我的门徒。
Number two.
第二,
the Lord Jesus said, and whosoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
第27节, 凡不背自己的十字架跟从我的也不能做我的门徒。
We have already said that as the love or hate of your kindred is in conflict with the love or hate of God, it becomes a cross.
所以这里我们已经说过了，你的自己亲人的这个爱和恨，和神的爱和恨，在这里交叉的时候，就变成了一个十字架。Now,
if you do not carry your cross and follow the Lord, you cannot be His disciple.
那这里你若是不愿意背十字架来跟随主，你就不能做他的门徒。
And thirdly,
第三,
you find in verse 33.
你看见第三十三节。
Thus then, every one of you who forsakes not all that is his own cannot be my disciple.
你们无论什么人，若不能不是撇下一切他所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Forsakes all that is your own.
撇下你自己所一切所有的。
You cannot be his disciple.
你不能做他的门徒。
So that's the reason why you find in the Bible record.
因此你在这里你就看见在圣经里面所记载的。
When God called Peter and Andrew, they were fishing.
你当主在这里呼召彼得和安德烈的时候，他们在那里打鱼。
Come and follow me.
来跟随我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你们成为得人如得鱼。
And the Bible says they left all and followed.
圣经说他们撇下了一切跟随主。
John and James, they were mending the fish net.
约翰和雅各他们在那里执那个渔网。
And the Lord said, "Come and follow me."
主说来跟随我。
They left the net.
他们就把网撇下了。
They left the boat.
他们把船撇下了。
They left their father.
他们把父亲撇下了。
And followed the Lord.
来跟随主。
Levi was at the customs.
利未他是在那个税关上。
Because he was a tax gatherer.
因为他是一个收税的人。
The Lord said, "Come and follow me."
主说来跟随我。
And he left all and followed.
他就撇下了一切来跟随主。
In the old days.You find that all who follow the Lord, they left all and followed him.
所以在那个时候，你发觉所有跟随主的人，他们都撇下了一切来跟随主。
Now it may not mean that you have to leave your home and follow the Lord.
这并不是一定说是你要一定要离开你的家来 follow 来跟随他。
No, you have to leave your work and follow the Lord.
或者说你离开你的工作来跟随主。
Today we are God's spiritual people.
今天我们是神的属灵的子民。
But in your heart, you have to forsake all.Then you can follow the Lord.
在你的心里面，你要把一切都放弃，然后你才能跟随主。
If in your heart you are still lingered with anything,
若是你在心里面，你仍旧在抓住任何东西
，bound by something,
被这些东西所抓住
，you are not able to follow.
你没有办法跟随神。
So you find the call is absolute.
所以你这里你看见这个呼召是绝对的。
The call of discipleship is an absolute call.
做门徒的呼召是一个绝对的呼召。
Just as absolute as our Lord Jesus, who gave all and followed the Father.
正像我们的主耶稣，他把一切都放弃了，来跟随他的父亲。
So can you do that by yourself?
所以弟兄姊妹，你能靠自己做这样事吗
？To man, it is impossible.
就人不可能的。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神，凡事都能。
That is the glory of God.
这是神的荣耀。
So here you find our Lord Jesus used two parables.
所以这里你看见我们的主耶稣，他用了两个比喻。
He said, "If a man is going to build a tower."
他说，若是有一个人在这里要建造一个房屋。
Now before he builds a tower,
在他建造这个塔以前
，he has to sit down and count the cost.
他需要坐下来计算代价。
To see.If he's able to finish the building,
看看他是不是能够把这个楼建完。
If he only laid the foundation,
若是他只把根基建好了。
And he's not able to finish the building,
他不能把楼建成。
Then people will pass by and mock at him.
那人就这里经过呢，就嘲笑他。
You begin, but you cannot finish.
你开始了，不能完成。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思？
It means that.To be a disciple is to be engaged in a building work.
这意思是说，当我们做门徒的时候，我们就参加了一个建造的这样工作里。
You remember our Lord Jesus said,
你记得我们主耶稣说
，You are Peter.
你是彼得。
You are a little stone.
你是一个小石头。
I will build my church upon this massive rock myself.
我要在我自己身上，在这个广大的石头上建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，We all engage in building that tower.
我们都是在这件事情，在建造这个
楼的的事情里。
Not the Tower of Babel，
不是那个巴别塔
，but the Tower of the Testimony of Jesus，
而是耶稣基督见证的这个楼。
Because God has committed His testimony to the church，
因为神把他的见证托给了教会。
And we are all engaged in this building work，
我们都在这个建造的工作里有份。
To have the testimony lifted up。
让那个这个见证能够被高举。
That the testimony of Jesus may be known throughout the whole world。
让耶稣基督的见证能全世界都看得见。
That he is truly Lord。
他的确是主。
This is our work。
这是我们的工作。
But in doing this work。
但是做这个工作。
Are you able to start and finish it？
你能不能开始？你能不能完成？
Are you able to give your all to it?
你能不能把你全部的精力放在里头？
Now, if you only want to pay a little bit of it out of your resources,
你若是要把你自己里面一点点来给他，
because you want to use the resources, the rest of the resources for other purpose,
因为你要用其他的办法，其他的资源做别的事，
then you won't be able to finish it.
那你没有办法
做完。 And people will laugh at you.
那别人会嘲笑你。
Sit down.And count the cost.
坐下计算代价。
And also, our Lord used another parable.
那我们主用另外一个比喻。
It is like a king going to battle.
好像一个国王去出去打仗。
He is going to fight against another king who comes with 20,000 people.
有一个另外一个国王带了两万人要来打他。
But as you count it, you only want to use one.10,000 soldiers.
但是当你计算，你说我只愿意拿十万兵来跟他打仗，拿一万兵来跟他打仗。
You do not want to use all your resources.
你不愿意把所有权力都拿出来。
Then what should you do?
那你怎么办呢？
You better ask for peace.
你应该在这里投降算了。
Brothers and sisters, we are all engaged in a spiritual battle.
我们都在一个属灵的征战里面。
The gates of hell are open.Try to swallow up the church.
阴间的门是大开的，要把教会吃进去。
There is a spiritual warfare going on.
有一个属灵的征战在这里继续。
And if we are not only to put all in that battle, we won't succeed.
就是我们不要把全力放在里面，我们不能够得胜的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，we are not here idly.
我们不是在这里不做事。
We are here building and we are here fighting.
我们在这里建造，我们在这里征战。
We are builders and we are soldiers.
我们在这里是建造的人，我们现在在这里是战士。
We are engaged in a most important work.
我们在这里在一个最重要的一个建造的工作。
And to do that, you need to be the disciples of Christ.
你要做这件事。你需要做基督的门徒。
And you need to pay it all.
你需要把全副的都放下去。
Otherwise, you won't succeed.
要不然你不可能成功的。
So the secret is count the cost.
所以这个秘密就是说要计算代价。
I would like to share with you.A little experience of mine.
我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通一点我自己的一点点的经历。
By the grace of God, I was saved in 1930.
靠着主的恩典，我在1930年得救。
I was 15 at that time.
1930年，我15岁。
And by 1932.
1935年。1932年的时候。
I was baptized.According to God's word.
我靠着主的话，我在那我受浸了。
As I mentioned yesterday.
昨天我说。
This act of obedience seems to open heaven to me.
受浸了，就是天就为我打开。
The Lord began to reveal His mind through His word.
主就开始借着他自己的话，把他自己的想法。向我启示出来。
And by 1933, I was in a great crisis.
1933年，我就身上我的生活上就有一个很大的一个危机。
I was in college at that time.
那个时候我在大学。
But the Lord began to show me about this matter of the testimony of the church.
主在那里就慢慢的向我启示一点那个教会见证的意义。
Now I was born to a Methodist family.
我是在梅伊美会一个家庭里面出生的。
My father was a pastor.
我的父亲是牧师。
And he loved the Lord.
他爱主。
And I was very zealous in the Methodist Church.
我在梅伊美会里头，我很热心。
Very active.
而且很积极。
But somehow the Lord began to change my course.
可是不知不觉的，神就改变了我的路。
I attended a Christian college.
我在那里是在一个基督徒的学校，基督教的学校念书。
The professors were missionaries from this country.
这个教授们是美国去的传教士。
But as I associated with them,
可是当我跟他们接触的时候
，I discovered something I never expected.
我发觉了一件事，是我从来没有想到的。
These professors,
这些的教授
，did not believe in Jesus as the Son of God.
他们不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
They took Christianity as a social, religious, moral thing.
他们把基督教看成一个社交，看成一个道德，看成一个社会上的事情。
When I discovered,
当我发觉这样的事
，I felt I cannot go on.
我觉得我没有办法走上去。
So I withdrew from all so-called Christian activities.
所以我从我四周围一切的基督教的活动里面呢退出来。
I was in the dormitory.
我在宿舍里。
We have three in a room.
三个人一间房。
But at that period,
在那一段时间当中
，I felt the only way I could maintain my faith.
我觉得我唯一可以保守我信心的办法
is to draw near to God.
是来到神的面前。
So I spent lots of time on my knees.
所以我许多的时间我在神面前跪下
，praying and reading the Word of God.
我祷告，我读神的话。
And more and more, the Lord began to reveal to me.
那慢慢慢慢，主更多更多的启示我。
I began to realize such institution is not what God want me to be.
我就慢慢就察觉到这样一个系统不是神要把我放在里面的。
So I withdrew from it, from outward activities.
所以我就从一切的外面的活动里头就退出来。
And thank God, I find some companion.
感谢神，我就找到了同伴。
I have two classmates who are also saved.
我有两个同学，两个同班同学，他们得救了。
So oftentimes we three will go to an empty room and pray together.
所以常常我们三个人到一个空的房间里面去一同祷告。
But then later on discover in our city.
所以后来呢，我们发觉在我们那个城市里头。
There is in the other corner a hospital.
那在这个城市的另外一边呢，有一个医院。
A Baptist hospital.
一个浸信会的医院。
And there were four sisters who truly loved the Lord.
有四个姊妹真正爱主。
So we were introduced to one another.
所以我们就彼此就是来认识了。
And seven of us began to meet together in a home.
所以我们七个人就开始在一个家里面开始聚集。
We try to follow the Lord as we understood.
我们就根据我们所认识的主来跟随他。
I remember the first time when we came together.
我记得第一次我们聚在一起的时候。
And break the bread together.
来擘饼。
We were all in tears.
我们每个人都流泪。
We felt the presence of the Lord.
我们觉得主的同在。
We felt His love towards us.
我们觉得他对我们的爱。
And from that on, the Lord began to open up.
从那个时候开始，主就打开我们的里头。
People began to be added in.
那人就慢慢也来了。
But it caused a big problem to me.
但是对我来说造成一个大问题。
But in a way, it seems as if the burden fell upon me.
但是我也是觉得一个很大的重担从我肩膀上落下。
But I felt I was in a crossroad.
但是我觉得我是在一个十字路口。
Can I follow the Lord? Absolutely.
我能绝对的跟从我的主吗？
Or must I compromise?
还是我必须要妥协？
I found myself as one whose two feet were on two different boats.
我觉得我的两个脚踩在两个不同的船上。
And the two boats are sailing apart.
这两个船是在不一样的方向走。
And I don't know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
And it was at that time.
在那个时候。
A dear brother in the Lord came to visit us.
一个主里的弟兄，亲爱的弟兄来。来访问我们。
And I can still remember that Sunday.
我仍旧能够记得那个主日。
He spoke in the morning.
他早上交通。
And he spoke on Luke 14.
他提到了路加福音第十四章。
He said, if you want to follow the Lord,
他说，你若是要跟随主，
you have to sit down and count your cost.
你需要坐下计算你的代价。
You cannot be on two boats.
你不能脚踩两边船。
So after he spoke,
所以他这样讲到以后，
we have lunch together.
我们在一起吃中饭。
And then we rested.
然后我们休息。
For the afternoon meeting.
为了要准备下午的聚会。
And I was sitting by myself.
我一个人坐在那里。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊，
why is it that my way is not clear?
为什么我的道路不显明？
Is it because I have never really counted my cost?
是不是因为我从来没有计算过代价？
So I try to count my cost.
所以我开始试试来计算代价。
And as you know,
那你知道，
if you try to count your cost,
当你开始想要试着来计算代价的时候，
the enemy will come in and increase hundredfold the cost.
那仇敌就来把你的代价加了一百倍。
I counted, I counted, I counted.
我计算，我计算，我再计算。
Well, if I really follow the Lord absolutely,
若是我真正的绝对的来跟随主，
I will be cast out of the university.
大学把我开除。
I have to leave my family.
而且我必须从我家里离开。
I will be alone.
我就成为单独的人。
Lord, I cannot pay the cost.
主啊，我没有办法付这样的代价。
Then I saw a vision.
那这时候我看到一个图画。
I saw as if the Lord coming to me.
好像主来到我面前。
He showed me his hands.
让我看他的手。
Bleeding hands.
流血的手。
And he asked me a question.
他问我一个问题。
I have done all this for you.
我这一切都是为你做的。
What will you do for me?
你愿意为我做什么呢？
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
I was melted.
基督的爱征服了我。
I told the Lord,
我跟主说，
everything,
一切，
my life, my blood, my all,
我的命，我的一切。
It seems easy,
好像容易，
But for 3 days and three nights,
但是三天三夜
when I was in classes,
当我在教室里
I didn't hear what the professor said.
我没有听到教授在讲什么
At night, I cannot sleep.
晚上睡不着觉
I was still struggling.
我在那里挣扎
But thank God.
但是感谢神
He held me to what I promised.
他保守了我所向他保证的
So finally,
最后
His grace conquered.
他的恩典战胜了这一切。
By His grace, I was willing to choose Him and nothing else.
靠着他的恩典，我愿意选择他，而不是任何别的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I cannot do it.
我不能没有办法这样做。
But grace carried me through.
但是恩典把我带过来。
And I believe this is what God would do for every one of us.
我相信这是神为我们每一个人都愿意做的。
Throughout our Christian life,
在我们所有的做基督徒的日子里
we will be challenged again and again.
一再一再我们会受到挑战。
Are we willing to forsake all and follow Him?
我们是不是愿意抛弃一切来跟随他
？Will we choose Him above all else?
我们愿不愿意来选择他？高过于任何其他。
Are we willing to carry our cross and follow Him?
我们愿不愿意背起我们的十字架来跟随他
？But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
，Again I say,
我再说
，Man cannot,
人不能
，God can,
神能。
His grace is sufficient for us.
他的恩典够我们用。
Therefore, we boast of our weaknesses.
因此我们夸我们的软弱。
That His power may be manifested.
好让他的能力能够伏庇我们。
And you know when you read Luke 14,
你知道当我们读路加第十四章
He says, salt is good.
他说盐本是好的。
You remember Matthew tells us,
你知道马太福音告诉我们
The Lord said, you are the salt of the world.
主说你是世上的盐。
We have aflavor, which the world does not know.
我们有一个味道是世上的人不知道的。
It is the flavor of Christ in us.
是耶稣基督的味道在我们里面。
We are the salt of the world.
我们是世上的盐。
The salt will not only bring out any flavor.
这个盐不但是要把这个味道带出来。
Because it will also prevent any corruption.
而且它会防止任何的腐烂。
That is what we Christians should be.
这是我们基督徒需要试的。
We should have a salty flavor.
我们需要有一个盐的味道。
When people contact us, they may felt the flavor.
当人跟我们接触的时候，他们应该能够摸到那个味道。
It will bring out that which is good in them.
它会把他们里面的善的能够带出来。
And it will also preserve them, preserve the world from corruption.
而且这个也能够保守这个世界不变成腐化。
People in the world may not appreciate Christians.
世上的人可能不那么样的喜欢基督徒。
But if there's no Christian on earth, the whole world will be so corrupted that it has to be judged.
可是世上若没有基督徒，整个世界会这么样的腐烂，必须被审判。
And where does the salty flavor come from?
盐的味道哪里来呢
？It is the flavor of Christ.
这是基督的味道。
But if the salt becomes savorless,
但是若是这个盐失去了味道
，Now how can it be?
你怎么可能呢？
Unless it is diluted and diluted and diluted.
就是盐呢被冲淡了再冲淡了再冲淡。
So that it has lost its flavor.
就失去了它的味道。
Then what can you do with the salt?
那你这个盐还有什么用呢
?You cannot use it in the field.
你在田里面也没用。
Nor can you throw it to the dug.
你丢到那个粪坑里面去也没用。
So what can you do?
所以你能把这盐怎么办呢
?You cast it out.
你就把它弃绝了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do you know what it means?
你知道什么意思吗
It means If we who are called to be disciples, and we are so diluted by the world that we have lost our flavor.
就说我们这些跟随耶稣做门徒的人，若是我们里面这个味道被世界冲淡了，冲淡了又冲淡了。
What will happen to us?
那在我们身上发生什么事情呢？
When the Lord shall come,
当主回来的时候，
Can he use us in the land?
他能够把我们用在地上吗？
In other words,
换句话说，
Can he use us in the kingdom age?
他能够把我们在国度的时候用吗？
To rule with him.
来与他一同掌管。
No.
不可能的。
Can he throw us to the dug?
他能够把我们丢到粪坑里吗？
The dug means those unbelievers.
就是说丢在那个不信主的人里头。
Those useless ones.
这些没有用的。
No.
也不行。
We are not unbelievers.
因为我们不是那些不信主的人。
Then what will happen to us?
那怎么办？
We will be cast out.
我们就被弃绝了。
You remember the parable of the 10 virgins?
你记得那个十个童女的那个比喻？
The 5 foolish virgins.
五个愚拙的童女。
They were shut out from the marriage feast of the Lamb.
他们把从羔羊婚宴的那个那里。
And
他们被关起门来
they have to gnash their teeth in darkness.
他们是咬牙切齿在黑暗里。
In other words,
换句话说，
they lost the kingdom.
他们失去了国度。
Though they are saved,
虽然他们得救了，
but during the kingdom age, they too will be disciplined.
在国度的时候里面， 他们仍旧要被管教。
In order that in eternity, all who are called of God will be conformed to the image of God's Son.
好让在永世里面，所有被呼召来跟随主的人，能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
Because man may fail,
人会失败。
God.Never fail.
神从不失败。
Thank God for that.
感谢主。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do commit ourselves and these few words into your hand.
主啊，我们把我们自己和这些少许的话交在你的手中。
Pray that thy word will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们祷告你自己的话在地上能够像天上一样能够实行。
Thank you for your encouragement.
感谢你给我们的鼓励。
Grace, grace upon grace.
恩典，恩典，再恩典。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
In thy name, amen.
奉你自己的名祷告，阿门。